Blog Talk Radio. Radio.
That voicemail just.
John, what year were you born?
I'm born in 1986.
You weren't even born. It's also Obama's last week in office. And of course, Obama is determined to protect his entire legacy. And Republicans are just as determined to make sure they're going to get rid of everything he's done, starting with the Affordable Care Act, which they've already voted to kill more than 60 times. Well, you know the old saying, if at first you don't succeed, try again. And this time, is that right?
Yeah, that was right.
Let me do my math. Now this time, the Republicans mean it. Republican Senator Mike Enzi of Wyoming said the Obamacare bridge is collapsing and we're sending in a rescue team. You know, one of those rescue teams that tears down bridges and goes home. Yesterday, Donald Trump tried to assure people currently covered by the law that he has a plan. It's not going to be their plan. It'll be another plan, but they'll be beautifully covered. Oh, don't worry. If you're losing your Obamacare, you will be beautifully covered, either by insurance or 6 feet of dirt. Either way, just beautiful. So nice. So beautiful. We're going to tramp the dirt down. We're going to tramp it down all smooth. It's going to be beautiful. So we know Republicans are going to replace it. And they haven't told us with what. But I think they've given us a hint. And that brings us to tonight's word. President-elect Trump knows how it's going to go down.
It'll be repeal simultaneously. It will be various segments, you understand, but will most likely be on the same day or the.
Yeah. Same hour, same minute, maybe the same second. Hell, all things in history may happen at exactly the same time. If Congress can just get to the DeLorean to generate 1.21 gigawatts.
1.21 gigawatts!
Thank you, Senator Sanders.
I have the mic up. Okay, good. So, okay, so then this is it. This is good.
Okay, you got it?
Yeah, just to keep the level thing down.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
But then will we be able to hear my computer audio with the level thing down?
No, but it's going to be just like a.
Oh, there we go. Okay, I see. Woo!
Yes. Okay, we got it. Go,
okay,
team.
Let's do it. Finally.
Field Phytocare. And.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. How was everyone's Martin Luther King Day? Rob spent the day having his own dream. It was about shrimp cocktail. They were free at last. But still, dreamers got a dream. And now, here's the Metal Injection Livecast.
Yeah. I'm going to have shrimp tonight. I haven't had it in a while.
What kind? What kind
with
of preparation?
Broccoli. The Chinese.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, right. Please. So you're going to, you insinuated you were going to be making it.
Oh, yeah. No. That I'm going to have it. I didn't say I'm going to make it.
What kind? Chinese kind.
Yeah.
Yeah, the takeout
kind. There's only one kind of Chinese shrimp.
Why don't you get shrimp with lobster sauce?
I don't know. I prefer the brown sauce.
Is there actual lobster in the lobster sauce? They call it lobster sauce, but it just looks like cum.
There's like little bits of it.
Darren?
What?
Do you have an opinion on that? I mean, you're not really a seafood guy, though. So you're
he doesn't like shrimp. He hates shrimp.
Yeah. I do like crab rangoon.
Well, yeah, but there's like barely any crab in that, too.
When there is crab, I feel like it's very little. But
yeah.
Also, they use imitation crab
yeah.
a lot of the time, too.
Of course.
But I love that. I've been getting more, like slightly more into seafood, but not, there's still certain things I will not eat. Like whenever it's like a steak of seafood, you know, like a salmon steak or something,
yeah.
It just tastes too fishy. Like,
so what have you been?
I had a bite of a crab cake that my wife got.
Okay.
I like the crab rangoon is another example. If there's no overwhelming, like fishy tastes.
What about clams?
No, my God.
I could never.
No, baked clams with, like, the
no
breading
interest.
And stuff.
But what about fried calamari?
Never tried it since.
Yeah, that's not very fishy.
Yes, it is. I don't like it.
I think the fried could overwhelm the fishiness.
Have you had fried shrimp ever?
Yes. Didn't hate it. But the thing is, like, what's the point? It's just that when you eat something that fried, it could be anything, you know?
True. But shrimp is good. Rob a ribba in the chat. I like some ribs and shrimp. By the way, we have a phone number, as always, 213-WIDE-NUT.
Easy to remember and easy to
213-WIDE-NUT. That's 213-943-3688. We have a great show. A long-time friend of the show will be stopping by, Thor Shredstein.
Friend.
You don't consider him a friend?
He's a
we
good guy,
out with that guy
underneath all that stuff.
Is
good
he?
Guy.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. He's got a good heart.
I mean, I guess if you think about it, everyone in their own perspective is doing the right thing.
Right.
So I suppose he's
even
a good
Trump.
Guy. Yeah.
Does Trump think he's a good guy? I don't know.
We'll see.
He actually thinks he's a great guy. He's
yeah.
the best guy. Wonderful.
Very good.
Oh, I thought you meant does Trump think Thor is a good guy? Let's see if we can ask him.
We certainly will.
Speaking of Martin Luther King Day, I was watching Monday Night Raw.
Oh, yes, me
and
too.
They decided to honor Martin Luther King by having a black wrestler gang jumped by two evil wrestlers and get his head kicked in.
I don't get it. What is it about specifically Martin Luther King Day that Vince McMahon has a boner for? But, like, every year, I mean, it's great. You know, there's, like, this 5-minute package, like Martin
right.
Luther King was a WWE Hall of Famer or something.
I think it's pandering. It's just
it's very pandering. It's very it goes from that's touching to this is a little overboard.
Yes.
It's overboard.
Especially
Titus O'Neil slapping Biggie's butt, definitely.
That was later. But so there, Sid, I know you're a little out of the loop here. You don't watch Monday Night Raw.
I'm as out of the loop as possible.
So it starts with, you know, like a audio of a classic Martin Luther King speech, and there's a collage of photos of him and his quotes, and Martin Luther King, great guy, wonderful man. But then it just goes through, like, successful black people through history
right.
that have nothing to do with wrestling, like Condoleezza Rice, the first black
senator
or whatever.
That.
Or, the baseball player Jackie Robinson, and like Barack Obama, and it's like
what's wrong with it?
What's the point?
The point is that a good percentage, present company excluded, of WWE fans are dumb as a bag of rocks and probably also racist trucker hat wearing.
But why not?
I agree.
So give them a little bit of education with their garbage TV.
I was about to ask why not show famous black wrestlers through history, but then I realized, like,
they're all jobbers.
Like SD Jones.
Well, for the first 20, 30 years, it's very, very
Kamala.
Yeah,
let's do a Kamala montage.
Yeah. Or
Saba Simba.
Wait.
Boogeyman.
Who was the Brooklyn? Who was the guy who feuded with Bret Hart?
Bad News Brown.
Yes. Bad News Brown. Yeah.
Canadian.
Oh, he was a badass, though. He was a rare example. But
even
with
the
him,
rats,
Even with him, yeah, they made him into a racist stereotype.
Yeah,
but I feel like he's shown Saba through Simba. It. He's shown through it.
No,
he overcame the racism.
Saba Simba was the most racist.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I feel like tie with Kamala. They basically had the same gimmick. Except Saba Simba could talk.
Like, yeah, that's Kamala was like subhuman.
Yeah. Yes, Kamala was an animal.
As a kid, I loved to hate, like I was afraid of Kamala.
Right.
So personally, I don't have that effect. But when I take a step back and I think about like, what is this character? It is absolutely racist.
Disgusting.
But just in the context of like cartoonish wrestling, I didn't think it was that bad.
What would have been great is if they did a montage of black wrestlers and one of them was Akeem.
Oh, Akeem the African Dream, who
was
actually
and
a white
John
guy,
Cena?
A fat white guy. Yeah.
All the different appropriators.
John Cena, who turns on the black street preacher accent whenever when it's convenient, then right off back to prep school accent.
Right.
Carson Daly.
Ugh, he does that? I'm not even.
Oh yeah, well, back in the day on TRL.
Really?
He probably has no call to do it now.
Wow,
I don't even know what the hell he does. But yeah, when there was
NBC, like a night, he has a night show or something, doesn't he?
Yeah, but it's probably not
Carson Daly.
Yeah.
He's on the Today Show now, and he's on The Voice.
Yeah.
He's doing
he's
fine.
Huge.
But
yeah,
he probably doesn't come in contact with too many hip hop artists anymore. But
oh, and he does that later show, right? Yeah, that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
But like on TRL, like you know, if Ja Rule's in studio, he's dapping him up. He's
calling,
it's full on.
Wow.
Eminem mode, and then if it's like Dave Matthews Band, then all of a sudden he sounds like Westchester Choir Boy.
It's like that shitty thing we played last week on Thrasher to Trasher.
Oh yeah,
the guy that appropriated
blues
music.
Feel so bad that guy like messaged us. He gave the whole backstory of the song.
Yeah,
I will say, speaking of last week, Leroy was talking about how Sturgill Simpson or what?
Sturgill Simpson.
Is that his name?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, it is. You said Simpson.
Oh, Simpson.
It's Simpson.
Sturgill Simpson.
Yes.
He was on SNL, and I watched it, and I liked it. I did.
Oh,
I genuinely liked it. It was fine.
I did my typical thing with an artist that I don't care about, where I'll fast forward for like 30 seconds and then just randomly hit play and see what it sounds like. It was a hot pile of garbage.
It was
shitty Allman Brothers. I don't like that.
What's the good? I've never heard 1 second of Sturgill Simpson.
It's like Southern rock. It's like lame Southern rock.
Well,
yeah,
it's like
care
it's,
about
I'll play
time.
Something. Tell me what song did he play?
I don't know. I'm just gonna do. I'm gonna go to SNL and see what. Just play one of those because that was the only thing that I was like, oh, this
is copyright infringement. Is Sean gonna sue us?
He's gonna tell on us.
Oh, we'll just say we
He's
had.
He's gonna tell
permission.
Legal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sean
we know
Grisian's
a guy. Yeah.
Our ex-co-host who now works at SNL.
Rest in peace.
Mm. Okay, well, I don't. Here's something he did on Colbert.
He's worked at the Waffle House. But his new album is.
That's the impromptu version.
It's a little slower than what he plays. There's a bass just giving a mean bass.
Feeling
mean
it,
bass
yeah.
That's always good. Any buses handy? For the bass player?
For them to turn over on the bass player.
Can I go first? This is at least one positive thing I'll say is that this is not what I expected. And it's better than like country pop.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. That's what I'm drawn to. That it's at least
groovy.
Not just pop, there's actual like interesting music.
Yeah, it's decent, but it's also I feel like it suffers from.
Oh, it gets a little more rock.
I'll give it a chance.
I think it's twang.
Like slow ZZ Top.
Yeah.
But I feel like this is what suffers from what Sid was talking about, which is that sort of appropriated black bluesy culture, in a way.
I can see that for sure. It's all white guys.
51% thrash, I would say.
I'm not like 100% thrash on it either.
Right.
So
I would not seek
I
this out.
I just wanted to, yeah. I just like if I'm at a bar, I'm at like a country themed bar, and it's on. I'm like, well, this is better than that shitty country pop song.
That's the exact thing here. The best thing to say about this is that it doesn't sound like most other country, but that's such a low fucking bar.
Totally agree with
it's,
you.
It's my review. Yeah, that it's tolerable country. I will.
If you heard this, like, and you didn't know who it was, and you just were, like, out somewhere and you heard this, you wouldn't even notice.
I would think this was something playing from the 70s.
Yeah. But like something great from the 70s, or just like whatever?
Something mediocre from the
70s. Yeah.
But it's really something mediocre from now, which is way better than most other things.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's nothing original.
That is, I kind of wish most of it sounded like this.
Yeah.
Most of just shitty
I'd be fine.
Pop ballads.
We'd have a much better musical landscape if this was the middle line.
Yeah.
This is now the 10th percentile.
Yeah. So I'm glad you guys see what I was trying
to do. I agree with you. I don't think it's terrible. I was honestly, I saw a picture of Sturgill Simpson. And I heard that he's a pop country guy, and this is not at all what I pictured it to sound
like.
It's better.
Country, yeah.
It's better than that. Yeah. I'll give him that.
Luke Bryan is pop country.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And it's fucking
or Donald Trump performer Toby Keith.
Oh, he really? He's not. You like Toby Keith?
No, he's horrible. But I don't know. I don't know that he's necessarily pop country either. I don't know what the fuck he is. He's like.
He's country.
I'm cool.
Country.
Just being openly racist country.
But the sound of it though, isn't it? Like. Play
it's like
only...
90s pop country. He's like dated now.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody really cares about him anymore, which is why he's so eager to play Trump's thing.
But that's a genre that never, ever changes, though, I feel like.
It gets more and more pop and less country as the years go on.
Let's hear it. I know I've heard Toby Keith, but it went right in my ear and out the other ear.
Aggressively
stupid. Do we play like his biggest hit or his latest hit?
What's the biggest hit? Which
so,
one
As
you?
Good As I Once Was has 40 million views.
Okay.
Then there's one courtesy of the Red White.
Oh, yeah, that's the We'll Put a Boot in Your Ass. It's the American Way.
Yeah, we've actually talked about that on this show.
Okay.
6 years ago or something.
Yeah, that was 7 years ago. We have some callers. Do some calls. You can be on the line 213 Wide Nut. That's the number to dial. Seriously. That's 213-943-3688. We have area code 619 from the West Coast in San Diego.
Who are you?
Mysterio.
Who are you?
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up?
Hey, who is this?
Who are you?
Who?
Hugo from San Diego. From San Diego.
Oh, hi, Hugo.
What's up, Hugo?
Hugo is juice, not Hugo. Hugo.
Yeah.
You have a question or a comment or a...
Are you calling
I don't even know what you guys are talking about. I'm just in traffic right now.
Pull your motorcycle
we'll pull you
over.
We're talking about the most metal thing ever, Toby Keith.
Area code 562, you're on the live cast.
Hello, live cast. This is Mario.
What's up, Mario?
What's going on?
How you guys doing today? I wanted to say what that music that you were playing earlier, still better than that thing that Leroy played.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Well, coincidentally, it was also music that Leroy recommended. Leroy's music has taken over.
Hello.
So how's it going, Mario?
I'm doing all right. What was that, Sydney?
Sydney didn't say
that.
Was
you.
That was your laugh. So you were responding.
Oh God. I'm currently on my way home from work.
Great.
Lovely. Stopped by.
All right.
I stopped by.
Go ahead. Do you have a story?
I'm gonna cry now.
Breaking up so easy.
Go ahead.
It's not really a story, but I just stopped by a Walmart and I picked up an Apple TV. I wanted to know if Rabba had one because I know he's an Apple guy.
I am an Apple guy, but I do not have an Apple TV because I bought a Mac Mini a few years ago, and I just use that as my TV. Just a computer as my TV. But I've been considering.
Okay. Yeah, I've been considering it for a while, and. I was over there. I'm like, should I? I'm like, all right, I'll do it. So I just got it.
Yeah, lots of good apps.
Yes.
All right.
So yeah,
now,
that's pretty much it. Oh, Darren.
Yes.
You were in Vegas recently, correct?
I was.
Yeah, we got to talk.
Landed on Monday morning.
I'm kind of sad because my cousin was in Vegas at the exact same time you were there, and I was supposed to go with them.
Oh,
wow.
And I couldn't because I had work.
Oh well.
Would you have met Mario?
Of course. Why not?
I would have bought Darren some food.
Like,
I know he doesn't really drink beer.
That's absolutely not.
I would have bought him a succulent Chinese meal.
Just stay away from his wife.
All right. We're going to put you on hold.
Wait, I had a question for Mario.
How many apples did you buy?
That was my question. How many apples did you get?
How many Apple TVs did I get? I believe that answer would be one.
All right. So yeah, Darren, you were in Vegas.
Yes, I was.
And I heard you have some stories.
Well, I had a couple of run-ins with Donald Trump and his supporters. One of them being that you saw the picture on the Facebook.
Yes.
Page.
That's right. We posted it on Facebook.com/Metal Injection Livecast or Twitter.com/MI Livecast.
And they had this entire store full of, like, Trump. It wasn't only Trump.
It was the inauguration store.
Right. But it was, like, generally the politics store. Like, they had a little corner with Obama stuff.
But, like, as if it was, like, sports memorabilia.
The clearance section
the
with Obama.
Patriotism.
No, actually, there was a clearance section, and the clearance section was all Hillary Clinton garbage.
Oh.
But the
like
Obama stuff.
Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. No, both. It was, like, I'm with her, and then right next to it was, like, no Hillary and, like, you know, whatever. Bullshit.
Did they have anything in there? I'm sorry to cut you
off.
Go
ahead, no problem.
Did they have anything in there in, like, a locked glass case? Or, like, behind the
like
counter?
What was the expensive item?
I didn't really walk in. My wife walked in and took a few pictures and stuff, but I only saw it from outside. But they had a little Obama, like, you know, to the 2009 inauguration and the little O symbol, but, like, 90% of it was Trump stuff. And they had, a President of the United States podium that you could stand in front of and take pictures at a cardboard cutout of Trump and a cardboard cutout of Obama. And I passed by there twice, and there were people like that shoved Obama out of the way just to get pictures with Trump twice. We didn't get a chance to do this. I wanted to go back there and take a picture with Trump and have him grabbing me by the pussy and just making a face or something. Never got to do that, unfortunately. I also had a thing where I was playing poker, and this woman sits down, probably like 55. She's the dealer. She sits down. She's got like short, curly hair. It's very, very Trump supporter looking. Okay, like the first thing you would think of, you look at her, she's a Trump supporter.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like, you know, whatever, 1 or 2 in the morning in Vegas. So everybody's drunk.
Yes.
I think it was Friday night. And there's a guy next to her who's like Romanian. Now, there's two guys, Romanian guys, sitting at the table, buddies.
Oh, my goodness.
Drunk off their ass. They're ordering like shots every 2 seconds. And just being like ridiculously like not abusive to anyone, just loud and obnoxious, right? That's the first thing. Second thing is two guys to my left now start getting into a conversation about Trump. And one guy's like neutral, like, give him a chance, blah, blah, blah. The other guy's like, no, Trump's a piece of shit, you know. And she chimes in, which you're not supposed to do. I mean, she's the dealer. She starts basically doing a stump speech for Trump.
What was the topic?
I don't even remember. I just remember her like launching into like, you know, make America great again, and you know, we finally got the balls to stand up to these other countries. And that she went for like a good 2-3 minutes. She's sitting there dealing. And I have to say, she's doing a pretty good job of dealing doing all this, which is not easy.
What's a Vegas dealer? You got to be top of the line.
She was a good dealer. I'll give her that. And but just nonstop Trump, Trump, Trump. So I said, you know what? I'm not even going to get involved. I want to play cards. I want to concentrate. I ignored all of her bullshit.
And you like to have these.
I do, but not. This is how I make money.
Time,
yeah. I don't want
to
like get sidetracked and start doing stupid things. So I ignored it. Whatever. She finally stopped. Then the drunk Romanian guy who's sitting right next to her in the one seat is now like he's lost it. He's like about to be carried off on a gurney. He wins a big pot and he goes to the dealer like, oh my God, you deal me the best card. Can I kiss you? Can I kiss you on the lips? Can I kiss your lips? And she's like, no, that's inappropriate.
But it's Trump's America.
Jack, yeah. Can I kiss your lips? Can I kiss your lips? And then
he sounds sort of like Paul Stanley when you do that voice. That's what I'm picturing.
Kiss.
There you go.
And he didn't mean her facial lips. He meant
no, whatever. I don't know what he meant. But she goes, you can give me a kiss on the cheek. So he leans over, he gives her a kiss on the cheek. And I go, don't grab her by the pussy. And then she freaked the fuck out. She's
you
like,
said this?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I couldn't resist. And she starts. That's inappropriate. That's inappropriate. Don't make me call
it.
The don't make me call the floor over and all that. I said, are you fucking kidding me? This guy sitting next to you has been shouting out motherfucker, cocksucker every time he loses a hand. Stand up, yelling at his other friend the other side of the room. You're a piece of shit.
You just spoke about how now that Trump is president, we could stand up, we could be tough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No.
Like immediately.
The pussy word offends me. By the way, I told her, don't grab her by the pussy. I was defending you.
Yeah.
Don't grab her by the pussy because that's now acceptable in our society.
Yeah.
I don't want you to get molested. And you're getting angry at me?
So then
what
happened? So she's like, that's inappropriate. That would
that's
happen.
Inappropriate. Basically, she gave me a warning. You know, next time I do something inappropriate, unlike the guy over there who just said 18 MFs and fucking suck my dick and faggot.
And
you said faggot a few times.
And force kissed her.
Yeah, well, he did ask. Let's give him that. But, yeah, she didn't throw him out. You know, guy's trying to make out with the dealer. And you know who she looked like? I'll tell you who she looked like. You know in Donnie Darko, the dance pageant person?
Oh, my God.
She looked like that.
I haven't seen that movie in over a decade.
Yeah, you look her up. But she looked just like that. A really good actress, by the way. So then everything settled down. I was like, all right, you know what? I'm not going to – she's just an idiot. Whatever.
Right.
I start playing, and then I start telling a joke to the guy next to me. Nothing to do with politics. Nothing to do with it. Not talking to her, being quiet. And I think the word pussy was in the joke.
Uh-oh.
And she goes, that's it. That's it. I told you to. I was like, I wasn't even talking to you. What are you talking about? And then I got really pissed off. And I was like, all right, you want to report me to the floor? I'm going to tell this guy how you were doing a fucking Trump political thumping speech.
To.
You want to lose your fucking job over this? You want to keep your mouth shut and just fucking deal? And then she didn't say anything after.
Seriously.
Wow. Put her in her place.
The customer is always right.
Especially if it's Darren.
That was the end of it. That's what, like, you know how I argue with people on Facebook, and we're very outspoken on this show and all that, but I don't want to, that's not my life 24/7.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be arguing with every single person that I see, you know?
Not
especially in that
leisure
context.
Time.
Yeah. Just too much headache, you know?
Yeah.
But I have a feeling that's going to happen, like, for the next at least 4 years.
Yep.
Well, it's definitely not going to get any better.
Should I also talk about the wrestling show that I went to?
Sure.
Sure. What was going on there?
Well, I have a friend that lives in Vegas. When I told him that I was going to Vegas, like, oh, yeah, come hang out. You know, we'll go to dinner, whatever. But then like a week before we showed up, he's like, hey, would you want to go to this local indie show?
Yes.
I said, yeah, sure. So my wife and I show up. And it's like... in like some kind of airplane, like a weird, I don't know, like a, it's like a weird complex of building nowhere near the strip. It's like all the way
well,
down.
Of course. Yeah.
And it's like the entire room is like a big enough to hold a ring, three levels of grandstands. Maybe.
Okay.
And that's it. Like there's nothing on the other side of the ring. There's like a bench. And
what kind of building was it? Church
it looked like an industrial building, like there were factories and like or whatever.
Was the show a fire hazard? Were you probably not even legally supposed to be there?
I would say very likely it could have been a fire hazard. In fact, the ceiling was so low that there were nobody doing any top rope
moves. No 5-star frog splashes.
Yeah, but that really didn't matter because it didn't look like any of these guys, with the exception of a couple. A couple of them were good wrestlers.
Was it all like unknowns or were there any?
There were apparently faces? Matt Hardy is the champion of this, which means. You know what it means.
Wait, so it was an Impact Wrestling?
No, it means that they hired Matt Hardy to come down one day. You paid him a one-day fee. You get the championship, and they have to show up for 6 months or whatever. But no, nobody that was actually there was famous in any way. In fact, they all knew each other. Like, all the people in the stands were buddies with the wrestlers. So it was like all your friends supporting and they actually threw they actually had a street fight, and the guy threw the guy into the ring, like, towards where we were sitting.
Oh,
cool.
It wasn't cool. It was fucking annoying. Like, we had to vacate. Yeah, like, everybody had to stand. There was one part where they had this guy who was playing like a heel gimmick, who was an army guy, I guess.
Okay.
Kind of like Sergeant Slaughter when he was an Iraqi.
Sergeant Willis Dixon.
But nothing that well written at all. Like, it was just like, I'm a dick army guy.
Okay.
So they're all like, boo, you suck. Like, they're all playing along with the gimmicks. And I'm like, you show some respect to this man. He fought for our country. And it just blew all their. Like, they
really?
Had no idea what to do. Because the woman next to me starts going, yeah, support our troops. And I'm like, wait, aren't you against this guy? Like, how are you now? Like, nobody knew what the fuck to do.
That is fantastic.
I'm like, this man fought for our country in Vietnam, and you're going to turn on him like this?
Did he acknowledge you?
If he fought in Vietnam.
Whatever.
It doesn't seem to make any sense.
None of this makes any fucking
years old
sense.
At this point.
Wow.
My wife reminded me, also went to see Britney Spears.
Okay, so when you said
show,
that's what I thought you were going to talk about.
Oh, yeah, we went to that, too.
You
went
along?
To a show.
Yeah.
So,
did you sing, oops,
I did. I sang along with all the songs that I knew. I was trying to participate. I don't mind Britney Spears. I think she's like a terrible human being.
Cassie.
But I don't. Her songs are. Here's my take on Britney Spears, okay? A guy writes a song. For Britney Spears.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's Martin.
She has no talent or any input into any of the songs or whatever. They go in the studio, they record it. She can't sing. They auto-tune her voice, and the result is like she's the conduit for this pop song that's catchy, that's a good song, that she contributes nothing to except being like a Barbie doll.
She's the face
yeah.
of the song.
So
yeah.
The songs, I enjoy some of the songs because mm-hmm. they're good songs. She doesn't contribute anything.
It's literally the top producers in the world writing these songs.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Like,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so they're good songs.
They're good
so
songs.
I get into that. I don't know more of her newest. In fact, there was a couple of songs that I always hear places that I had no idea were Britney Spears songs. Well, whatever. So, but here's what I really don't get about going to a Britney Spears show. Is
was
she,
it all lip syncing, by the way? Or
100% lip syncing. Not even like her singing along to it. Just a track.
Okay.
Just a track
of course, because she's dancing around.
But why is that of course? Like, why people can't sing and dance?
Not
when you've done that much cocaine.
Yeah.
Fine, that's true.
That ship has sailed.
Okay, fine. So then don't sing and don't do both. Why? Like, I don't want to. If I want to hear a track played, I can just sit in the hotel room and listen.
But
to
I feel
track.
Like people, most people going to see Britney Spears, like, they don't want to see her sitting by a piano or something.
Yeah.
They want you got dancing. She's got to be dancing.
No, I understand. But
take
no,
out the snakes, whip out the titties.
Well, here's the other thing is that who the fuck wants to hear her sing either? That's the problem.
Right. If you really heard her sing, you'd be like,
no.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But then why go to a show of someone who can't sing in the first place?
Because the show isn't about the singing. It's just a part of it. The
were
show
there
is
fireworks?
About the.
It's no part of it. The
well, sure,
zero
yeah, you're
part
right.
of it.
You're right. Well, how was her lip syncing, though? Was she at least.
I wasn't close enough
effort?
To see her lips moving.
Okay,
so
fair enough.
I can't tell you that. I wouldn't even know if she moved her mouth at all, to be honest with you. She may have just danced to her own.
Was there banter?
Very little. Very, very little. It started out like, hey, Vegas, how you doing? You know, like the most generic fucking banter you can imagine. And then at the end, there was like, hey, give it up for the best band in the world. And it was like,
that's it?
God, they had a row of guys, by the way, with guitars and like a drum set. Doing
cool.
nothing. Like the guy was miming, you know. But they were clearly not playing the songs. You're the best band in the world, the best dancers in the world. That was
how long was
it.
the set?
I want to say 90 minutes, between 90 minutes and 2 hours.
Oh, it was just Britney or opener?
Just Britney, no opener. And it started half an hour late, by the way. God knows. I don't know.
Wow.
They are making her earn that paycheck.
It was like, for the first hour, I would say, it was like, all right, I can get into this. Kind of cool, you know. But after that, it was really dragging. It was really
how long
dragging.
Was the entire experience? With the wait, with like getting there and the waiting,
over 3 hours. Jeez.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Is there food included?
Yeah.
You got a
nope.
drink minimum.
Nope.
Nope.
Did you eat beforehand at least?
We ate. I think we ate after, if I remember correctly. But oh yeah, that's the same night we had an enormous steak dinner.
Mm.
Unbelievable.
Oh, you went to Gordon Ramsay.
No, we went to Prime. We went to Gordon Ramsay burger joint. Another day.
Was the steak before or after Britney Spears?
after.
Okay.
I think. Don't call me on that. But yeah, it had to be after because I was so full of steak.
You're not going to sit through 2.5 hours of that after a steak meal.
Yeah. Oh, what a steak that was. And then we got this thing at the end for dessert. It was like a donut tower. And it was just 5 donuts on these different towers, and they had this like fountain of smoke coming out of it, like the Bellagio fountain.
Jesus.
Is Prime David Burke's restaurant?
Is what?
Do you know
it's Jean Georges.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah.
Very nice.
He's got a Prime in New York also, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic steak. Everything was great.
I just looked on my Time Hop, and ago today, Darren, we were eating some fantastic steak, I believe, at Keen's.
Oh,
yeah. 2 years ago?
That's two, not last
Keen's
year?
Is great.
That can't be 2 years
ago. Oh, wait, no. That's when we went. No, what was the one? Old Homestead is the one we went.
Oh, yeah.
That was really good. Keen's was last year.
Keen's is my number one favorite all-time steakhouse.
Yeah. That place was fancy.
Earlier we spoke about, this is just a bad transition to start talking shit about Steve Harvey.
Oh my God!
Just so much shit. And I want to say, I want to give a big shout out to hardcore Metal Injection Livecast listeners because we got so much this week.
Yeah.
Like everybody wanted to make sure that we saw
we
the
knew.
Steve Harvey news.
Darren especially.
And,
we wanted to make sure Darren knew.
Yeah, and we appreciate every single one of you for doing it. You know who you are. I don't want to start naming names because I'll forget somebody. But so the first thing, which we actually should have talked about last week, we missed it, was apparently there was something on the Steve Harvey show about Asian men, and Steve Harvey's not too fond of them.
How to date a white woman, a practical guide for Asian men.
Now he's like, doing this laughing pantomime.
Oh God!
With his tongue sticking out, he looks like a dog who just ran a marathon.
That's one page too. Excuse me. Do you like Asian men? No. Thank you.
And they're all these idiots sitting there laughing.
Asians on track.
How is this not racist right there?
Oh, it's definitely racist.
It is racist.
It is.
What? How is it funny is what I'm saying. Like, to me.
What's the joke?
Gilbert Gottfried can go on the stage and he can make a racist joke about Chinese people. And it's okay, like, because it's in the hands of somebody that's an expert. They know how to navigate that, like, that line of being offensive. He's just a clumsy fucking oaf making statements about Chinese people.
Gilbert Gottfried, at least there was thought put into the joke.
Right, exactly.
There was no thought.
He's just a racist.
The joke is, ew, Asian men.
He's a racist that gets paid to expound on his racism.
I'm confused as to what he even said. What was the joke?
Roll it back.
Let's start it again. So he's talking about this book.
Is it an actual book or is this a fictitious book that he's joking about?
Well, I'll look it up in a second.
Finally, here's one. How to date a white woman, a practical guide for Asian men.
Okay.
He's laughing.
That's one page, too. Excuse me. Do you like Asian men? No. Thank you.
I guess the joke is no white woman wants to date an Asian man, so the book is only one page.
No. But isn't there, like, research, like, from Tinder and stuff about how Asian men do get, like, very few responses from anyone other than Asian women? They're, like, they do the worst on those apps?
I could look that up, but I
think
believe
I've heard that before, so maybe he's just making fun of that.
I think you're better.
Probably not, but that's, like, the benefit of the doubt.
Let's hear the rest of it.
Yeah.
There's more.
How to date a black woman, a practical guide to Asian men. Same thing.
Black women laugh.
You like Asian men? I don't even like Chinese food, boy.
Oh, my God. How is that allowed on national television?
Can you imagine, like, so just to replace the words, do you date black men? And then he goes, and then the person goes, I don't even eat watermelon.
Oh.
Like that is pure racism.
Well,
what?
It would be more like soul food.
Yeah.
Say.
Okay, soul food.
Like,
you're right.
Something a black person would sell in a restaurant.
I went way too far into the...
No, you didn't. I don't think you went too far. I think you just the analogy was perfect.
But it's wrong. And also, that is a real book, How to Date White Women, A Practical Guide for Asian Men.
Who wrote it?
Adam Kwan.
Oh. Is he hot?
Is he Asian?
Something Wong.
Noah's hoping against
hope. That's going to be Steve Harvey's next joke.
Here's another thing. I'm a little uncomfortable having this conversation with Noah in the room because she agrees with Steve Harvey.
No, I'm the one who responded to the Asian guys when I was using the dating apps.
Oh, really?
Just to
tell them
Asian
specifically
guys.
To fuck off?
No.
Did you have your fingers to your eyes pulling them back when you did it?
Oh, come on.
We know how Noah feels.
I would like to say that I have no issues with Asian people.
She does not have issues with Asian people. Her issues were with the Chinese people on the train
who are clipping their toenails.
It's specifically the people who clip their toenails who happen to be of Chinese descent.
Yes. It doesn't matter what descent they would have been.
It could be in front of me. It's just people clipping toenails that's your problem, not the Asian part.
What are you, her fucking lawyer? What are you, Robert Dershowitz over here?
Robert Mayer.
Why am I Dershowitz? What's with the stereotype?
Because look at you.
All right. Let's play the rest of the Steve Harvey.
There's more?
Terrible person.
How is there not a boycott of this? Like, anyone else who said this, I feel like...
Well, like, people... Like, there's different Chinese groups that are... Or Asian groups that are up in arms over it, but...
But not Donald Trump. He invited him to the White House.
Well, hold on. Let's hear
the Trump House.
It don't stay with you no time.
No. He sounds like
I don't believe what I can't pronounce.
He sounds like a side character in a 1940s movie, like the black character.
And he's so proud of his jokes.
I don't play with you no time. Oh, tell you, boy. Really? Like, who talks like that? It's just so embarrassing.
Yeah. What could you imagine being, I can't imagine this, but being a Steve Harvey fan who watches the show every week, and you have, or every day. Oh, poor guy. What are you doing, Richardson? You're out here like, oh, this isn't bad. And then you're an Asian guy, and then you see him mocking you. What a dick. Like, for what? Like, what was the, there was no joke. There was no fun had.
If you're an Asian guy watching Steve Harvey, then you're probably a self-hating Asian guy.
Yeah. You probably agree with him. That nobody,
fair enough. You're probably one of those guys that white women don't want to date.
Who watches the Steve Harvey show is self-hating. You can't have any self-esteem if you watch that show.
Is there anyone that he hasn't like offended or like put down yet? Like, we got the Asian guys, we got black men, black women,
gay people,
women
in general,
atheists.
Yeah, I think between the Steve Harvey show and Family Feud, he basically offended everybody.
He's so awful.
He's the worst.
Any more to that clip?
That was the whole clip.
I don't stay with you no time. That Chinese food.
The official statement from the show was, Steve Harvey was poking fun at unusual book titles in a comedic segment from Friday's show.
Wait, what? Oh, all right. That's the intro.
Yeah. His comments were never meant to demean the Asian community.
But they did.
And the show sincerely apologizes to anyone who was offended. But not Steve Harvey himself.
It wasn't meant to demean the whole community, just the dummies who want to date outside of their race. The ones that know to stick with their own kind, he's fine with. He's just goofing on the ones that want to date white or black women.
Steve Harvey did actually say something here.
Uh-oh.
Something separate from that.
Oh, sorry.
That's the. There's an autoplay on this. That went.
Thought you were about to Rickroll us.
Yeah.
No, this is actually what he said. I offer my humblest apology for offending anyone, particularly those in the Asian community last week. It was not my intention, and the humor was not meant with any malice or disrespect whatsoever. So I apologize if you were offended by my joke.
Yeah.
I don't recognize that there is anything wrong with the joke that I said.
Right.
The part that bothers me about that is that not meant with any disrespect. Like, how could that be anything but disrespect?
Yeah. Like
why even – just don't mention that word because that discredits your entire apology like the rest of it. because it's so clearly disrespect.
And then he goes, I don't eat what I can't pronounce.
Yeah.
Right.
You can't pronounce
Chinese food?
But he was
doing a character. He was doing a character. That wasn't him saying that.
But, like, what is
That's
so hard to pronounce
that
Chinese?
That was the character of the black woman.
General Tiso? General So? How do you say? I don't know how to say that. Get out of here. Broccoli?
I ain't eating no way, Foo Young. That's too hard to pronounce, boy. Hey, Foo Young. Hey, Hoo Ho Ho. Don't make no damn sense.
What is this voice?
It's like Foghorn Leghorn. Yeah.
1940.
Boy, I say, boy, don't be hitting me no none of them long haired Egg Foo Young dishes. Corn pone and grits. That's what I'll be having.
Now I'm hungry for
And then, so that was just the one thing that he did. Then out of nowhere,
he did the Trump thing. He learned the Trump lesson of you got one controversy, just throw another controversy at it. People get so confused.
He shows up at Trump Tower. Turns out, spoke to Donald Trump. Well, let's play the clip about what he spoke about with Donald.
Is that a hoedown?
The background music to Foghorn Leghorn talking.
Yeah.
Steve Harvey's entrance music.
Oh, he's so...
He's introduced me to Ben Carson, who is now the new head of Housing for Urban Development. And we've done a team up and see if we can bring about some positive change in the inner cities, which I felt was my only agenda, and he agreed. And he wants to do something. And he realizes that he needs some allies in that department. And
what the hell does
really
Steve Harvey know about the inner city?
Let's get a game show host.
He knows how to leave it when he owes people money.
Yeah.
I love that, who he's getting him, Kanye West, all of these people completely.
They're
as
qualified as he is, though.
Exactly.
So,
they're not, exactly.
Yeah, but
what?
Work for him.
I just can't imagine the process. Like, we need... Look, I'm going to just say this. You know that Trump is like, we need more black people on this housing and urban development thing. Like, who gets these black kids? Black people. Oh, Steve Harvey, he's a black person. Like
that I have in my Rolodex.
Yeah.
I want to read something that Malcolm X said once, and it applies to this. The first thing the white racist does when he comes in power, he takes all the Negro leaders and invites them for coffee. To show that he's all right, and those Uncle Toms can't pass up the coffee. They come away from the coffee table telling you and me that this man is all right. That's what he's doing.
Oh,
yeah,
my
100%.
God.
He's getting coffee with
Ray Lewis and Jim Brown and Kanye West.
Kanye West.
Got a chill down my
throat. Don't forget renowned leader Don King.
Oh. Yeah. Well, but that's...
Yeah, that's an old friend.
Yeah,
he's a real friend of Trump's.
Yeah,
personal friend.
Close personal friend.
They've definitely buried dead hookers together, the two of
them. Oh, they're total Eskimo brothers.
No, I'm not saying they fucked the same hooker. I'm saying they murdered a hooker and buried her in the desert
after
together.
Both fucking them.
Maybe.
At the same time, they DP'd this poor dead hooker.
Maybe she pee-peed.
Where are we going with that? Well, I want to mention, though, that while this clip doesn't have it, but he also addressed the Asian thing, and he goes, I ain't been laughing that much over the past few days.
Aww.
They're kind of beating me up on the internet right now for no reason.
No reason.
He's upset about
but
the
you know, that's
again.
Life, ain't it? He's such a victim.
What are they beating him up about? About Trump?
No.
About his racist Asian comments.
Oh, he said the Asians are beating him up?
While he was being interviewed at Trump Tower,
they
asked him how his last few days were, because this happened a few days before he showed up to Trump Tower.
Uh-huh.
And then he said, I ain't been laughing much, because they're beating me up on the internet for no reason.
Now, how can I repair my image in the inner city? I know I go shake hands with Donald Trump.
Unbelievable thought process.
That should work.
Are you saying it's probably like he's probably going to get a job or something? He thinks this is going to open doors.
He doesn't have enough
him.
Jobs. He hosts every other. He's like the black Chris Hardwick. Enough. He has too many jobs already.
I would like to announce here on Twitter that I have been selected to be the next judge on the United States Supreme Court.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh my God.
I will take this position with the utmost responsibility. and uphold the values of the cult. Oh my God. Yeah, this is just like, you know, find the guys who will tap dance for you.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And take the bullshit message back to, like, quote unquote, your people. And then there's always someone who will show up and do it and do the tap
Even,
dance.
Even Martin Luther King III showed up. That's
awful.
Well, I mean,
what?
I understand the Malcolm X quote, but if you want something done for the community, right, how would you get it done?
Well, do you think going through Trump is going to get it done?
Probably not.
Would it
elect it would, progressive leaders between now and 2018 and try to actually get someone in there who will do something?
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be overnight. It's not going to magically happen because you shake Trump's hand. We got to work for it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to actually oppose him and fight him. Not do photo ops.
There's this Inside Edition clip where Steve Harvey speaks up after receiving backlash for meeting with Donald Trump. This poor guy.
Please be beleaguered.
Steve Harvey is speaking out about the backlash.
Hold on, pause. Alleged comedian.
Alleged comedian, I think is better, yeah.
Reported comedian.
Steve Harvey responded to criticism of by saying, oh, it must be the chinks. You know what I'm saying?
It must be a chink in the armor.
Oh, boy.
President-elect Trump.
Said it,
a lot of y'all heard me. I didn't expect the backlash to be so vicious.
Like, where have you been? How do you not expect this? Where have you been, Steve Harvey? You're on TV every day. Do you not follow the news? Like, how did you not see this coming?
See that? I get it. And frankly,
that was a good one. I like that.
That's an old one. I can't take credit for that.
But I also understand that if I'm going to keep getting stabbed at, then at least while you're stabbing me, you should understand my intent for even taking the meeting in the first place.
Which is?
I'm from the hood. I've been trying to do my part for years for boys and girls.
Harvey called into his own syndicated radio show after social media exploded with criticism over his...
Harvey called into his own syndicated show, so he's not even on his syndicated show.
He's probably on like 6 weeks a year, like Howard Stern. You know?
What ridiculous! No, that means the show still goes on. There's
right,
still a
it's
show.
The Steve Harvey show with some jerk off hosting it. Right? I would assume. I don't know that for a fact.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
He called into his own show as a guest.
Maybe it's just an audio simulcast of Family Feud.
I mean,
and he just called in. Before we go on.
Name something your grandma want to put in her vagina. I can't believe, wow, these questions are so off color. We all going to hell.
Lovely in the chat has a good definition for Steve Harvey. Self-proclaimed comedian Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
I like that better than a legend. Self-proclaimed comedian. That anytime we talk about him from now on, we have to introduce him as self-proclaimed comedian Steve Harvey. Let's see what else he has to say.
His get-together at Trump Tower. He was also mocked on Saturday Night Live.
Uh-huh.
It's me, Steve Harvey.
I like Darren's impersonation better.
I don't think either one of us is really nailing it.
I love Darren Steve Harvey, but the fact that Steve Harvey gets mocked mercilessly on SNL is such joy for me. It's so great that it's out there. Like, we're not the only one.
I do like that. One thing I criticize is that I don't think their mockery of him goes far enough. Like, I think they mock him as, and it's good. What they do is correct. Like, they mock him as being a stupid, like, unaware, kind of like a doof. Like, everything's happening around him. But they don't mock him that he's a bigot. Or that he's like looks down on women.
Well, I feel like those things you really have to dig deep to. Well, not that deep, but to find them. That's That's not an on the surface criticism.
I think you. But why not? I mean, I feel like you could.
It should be. You're right.
You could. If SNL did it, it would be out there. They're just not doing it.
Yeah.
Does this bode well for our country? Survey say.
Harvey's wife, Marjorie, is coming to his defense, writing on Instagram, "Doing the right thing sometimes isn't popular, but it's okay. You always make me proud."
What exactly did he do that was the right thing here?
Go talk to the president.
To try to help boys and girls.
talk to the guy who is going to shit all over your people for 4 years and legitimize it by standing next to him and shaking his hand.
Also, I just want to say, too, that now, you know, he's doing all these meetings at Trump Tower. It's so disgusting to see that background of that gold lobby. And
yeah. It's cheap. It's cheap. It's like it's cheap. It's classless. It's like you, someone who backed into a lot of money through no
expertise of their own. Like, you know, like in those third world countries.
Yep.
Where yeah, like those palaces that.
Oh, we're getting a
call. What?
Yeah, we're getting
is this
a call.
Steve Harvey?
That's from Lovely.